Masechet Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Gimel, 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis, we begin a new parak and a new Mishnah. And the Mishnah states, Imel Chaveri, Beis Kor Afar Ani Meichelecha, and if Reuven says to his friend Shimon that I'm selling you a Beis Kor of dirt, so Hayisham, Nikoyim Amukim, Asar Tvachim, Islaim Gavayim, Yutvachim, Einim Nadima, if Reuven delivers a field to Shimon, and in the field there are cracks and ditches, and then Rashbam states, Bekoyim, Charitzim, and Eitzim, and as Rashi says in Masechet Kedushin, Nikoyim is Kimim Gumais, like holes. And these ditches are 10 tefachim deep, or they're racks of boulders that are 10 tefachim high, then these racks and these ditches are not measured together with the rest of the field, and Reuven has to deliver to Shimon a field that's a full base core, does not take into account the measurement of these racks or these cracks. However, the Mishnah teaches us, Pach Mikan, however, if the cracks are less than 10 tefachim deep, or these racks or these boulders are less than 10 tefachim high, then they're bottled to the Sada, and therefore they would be measured together with the Sada, and they would be included in the measurement of the base core. We will first read the entire Mishnah, and then we'll go back and explain the Mishnah. And in addition, let's point out, although the Mishnah stated, Pachs Mikanim Dodanima, that's not always the case, as the Gemara will explain at the bottom of Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah continues, V'imamloi kebeis ko'afar, afilo hayusham nekoyim amukim, yesim esar atvachim, oislam gavayim, yesim esar atvachim, harei ilunim Dodanima. However, if Reuven says to Shimon, I'm selling you an area that is almost the size of a base core, and even if this field had ditches that were more than 10 tefachim deep, or the field had racks or boulders that were higher than 10 tefachim, then it would still be included. Reuven can include the measurement of the area of these cracks, as well as the measurement of the area of the boulders, and they will be included in the measurement of a base core. And Rashbam explains that the Mishnah is teaching us that certainly in a case where Reuven said to Shimon, I'm selling you a base core, and even if the entire Sada was filled with racks, or the entire Sada had cracks in it, they would still be included in the sale. And as Rashbam states, the Shem Alivnis Bayis, Olamishtabach Piris of Nulei, is Reuven never agreed to sell to Shimon a field that's Royal Israel, and it's possible that Reuven was selling this field to Shimon in order for Shimon to build a house or to spread out his peers. And Rashbam explains that the same din would apply if Reuven said to Shimon, however, in our Mishnah, we're talking about a case where Reuven specified to Shimon that I'm selling to you a base core offer, and it's mashma, I'm selling you a base core that's Royal Israel. And as the Gemara will explain, that in Daitish al-Adam liknes sada echa, and since when you have such large racks or you have a large cleft in the ground, that will cause you to have to go and work much harder in order to plow your ground. Therefore, certainly the das of the lekeach is that he would receive a full field of a base core that he could plant very easily, and certainly the meicha understood that as well. And therefore, when measuring a base core, you would not include these areas in the measurement. And as machlekes rishonim, what the halacha would be as to who actually receives these nekayim and who actually could keep this area of the slayim. As some explained, although the nekayim and slayim are not included in the measuring of the field, however, that's included in the sale, and therefore Shimon would keep the nekayim and the slayim. And some say that just like they're not included in the measurement of the field, therefore they're not included in the sale at all, and Reuven will be able to keep the nekayim and the slayim. And Rashbam also explained that although we stated that once you have these large cracks or you have these large boulders, then they're not included in the measurement of the field, and you have to give him a full base core from flat kaka, and these cracks or these stones are also 4 tefachim wide by 4 tefachim wide, and therefore they consider and therefore these areas are not measured together with the rest of the field. And Rav brings from Yesh Mefarshim that a chilek on the Rashbam, and they hold that even if these areas are not 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, they're still not going to be measured together with the rest of the field, since they're 10 tefachim high or 10 tefachim deep. However, the Sefer teaches us that if Reuven says to Shimon, I'm selling you a base core offer, and even though he used a Lashon offer, which is mashma, he's selling him an area which is Royal Israel, and it's easy to plant. However, as Rashbam explains, mashma k'moshehu bein slayim bein offer, by saying kibbeis core offer, it's mashma that Reuven was saying to Shimon, I'm selling you around an area of a base core, and it doesn't make a difference if it's going to be filled with racks or if it's regular offer. And the hachi mashma kibbeis core offer v'loi beis core offer mamish, because he said kibbeis core, therefore l'tfui hani, it's coming to include that even if this area would have cracks that are 10 tefachim deep or have racks that are 10 tefachim high, they would still be included in the measurement of this field. However, as the Gemara will actually qualify this din, that we don't always say that a person is mekabel, as a me, we have a yesi midal kabin in a lekech mekabel, if there would be a bunch of rocks in the sada, and it would be more than 4 kabin in a specific area area of space. And certainly since Lamaisa, when Reuven said to Shimon, I'm selling you kibbeis kor, offer, he mentioned the Lashon offer, therefore it's muchach. Certainly the Lekech wanted an area that was royal lechwish of Israel, and therefore he certainly is not going to be mekabel such a large amount of racks or such a large amount of ditches in a small area. Lamaisa, the Mishnah mentioned that Reuven sold to Shimon a base kor, and as we know, a base kor consists of 30 saw, and we know that a saw is 50 by 50, as we always say, it's a sayin kechotza mishkan, that the chotza mishkan, which was an area of 50 by 100, was 2 saw, and therefore if you make the calculation that if one saw is 50 by 50, then if you have 30 saw, which equals a base kor, the actual area of a base kor is 75,000 square amos. And even though the pashas of the words base kor is referring to an area where you could plant a base kor of seeds of barley, Lamaisa the Chacham already taught us that the share is a set share and 75,000 square amos. And let's keep in mind that a kor is actually the same share that the Torah mentions, which is a chayim sa'irim, ayin targum unklis, that actually translates chayim sa'irim as a kor of sa'irim. Let's point out that although we mentioned in the Rashbam that if Reuven said to Shimon, I'm selling you a base kor, then even if he would give him all sloyim, then it would be a valid sale. However, Zok Taisis, near the Nakat Afal Arvusa, that actually the reason why the Mishnah mentioned that Reuven said to Shimon, base kor afani meichlach, is actually a chiddush, that filu hachi pachs mir tvachim nundadima, that even though he mentioned, I want to make sure that it's royal Israel, that even so, any rocks or any clefts that are less than 10 tvachim would be measured together with his land, v'loike meish pishu bekuntris, the loy amalei afal base kustam, afilu kulun slay megiu, as we mentioned. And finally, before we begin the Gemara, let us point out that the verse says that even though the Lashon HaMishnah is Ha'im al-Chaveri, that Reuven only said it to Shimon, but Zokter Advar, that's Pashat Pirish Ha'im al-Bishas Kinyan, as certainly there was a Kinyan, the Lekha El Amir Ba'alma Sha'omar, Yachalach Sabai, Betuva Eshkan Ha'im al-Shirayt Zalayma Ha'makna Oyakaisev. Gemara will now begin and discuss a Mishnah Mesechtes Erechin, and that Mishnah we will mention the concept of Ha'yusham Nekoyim Amukim Yutvachim, or Stoyim Gevoyim Yutvachim, and the Gemara will attempt to say that the Dinam of a Mishnah should be the same as the dinim in the Mishnah Mesechtes Erechin. And the Gemara begins. Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah Mesechtes Erechin that a makdish sadeh b'shas yoyvel noisin lebeis zerach chaymaserim chamishim shekel kesef. That if Reuven is makdish a sada during the time that the yoyvel is noig, therefore the gzeirus hakasev that the Torah speaks about b'negeo being makdish a stei achuzah does apply. And therefore, if Reuven wants to redeem this sada from hegdish prior to yoyvel, he could do so. And the way that he redeems it is by paying to the gizbah 50 silver shekel for any area where you could plant barley seeds, the amount of a base core. And as we know, that although generally when someone is makdish something to hegdish, then the only way they could be paid is by going to the gizbar and being paid for its actual value. And if they are the actual owner of that item, then they have to add on a 20% surcharge or a chaymish. However, the Torah teaches us in Pasha B'chuk Kaysai that if Reuven is makdish a stei achuzah, which is a sada that was in his field for many, many generations, then as long as it's during this man shayyevel noig, then when the owner of the field wants to be paid this sada from hegdish, then he doesn't have to pay the actual value of the sada, and it's irrelevant if it's a better field or if it's a worse field, if it's idius or if it's a bayis. In all cases, the Torah sets the price and he has to pay 50 shekel kesef per kor. And certainly, as we know, that if he would go to be paid this sada in the last year prior to yovel, then certainly he would not have to pay 50 shekel kesef per base kor. And the only time that he pays 50 shekel per base kor, only if he was makdish it right after yovel and he tries to be paid it right after yovel and still in the first year after yovel, so then you pay 50 shekel kesef per base kor. However, every year that amount would go down in the proportion of 50 shekel kesef per 49 years. As we know, there are 48 punyanim in a seller, and therefore, if you go and break up 50 shekel kesef and you divide it by 49 years, then if you're in the last year of yovel and you want to be paid to your sada, all you'll have to pay is 1 shekel plus a punyan. And Rashbam explains that that's why the Mishnah Mesechtes Erechin states, Hamakdash Shadeh B'Shas HaYovel, as if it wouldn't be during the time that Yovel's Noig, then the only way to be Makdash your sada, even though it's a stei achuzah, would only be by paying the actual value to the Gizbar. Rashbam points out, V'lo Yigasin B'Shnas HaYovel, and we shouldn't be gurus in the Mishnah Hamakdash Shadeh B'Shnas HaYovel, to pluk the Dam Roy B'Erchin, Hamakdash Shadeh B'Shnas HaYovel Atzma, that there is machlekes between Rav and Shmuel as to what Allah will be. Reuven is Makdash his stei achuzah during the actual year of Yovel, ayin the Gemara Mesechtes Erechin. Ayin the Baal Tesis Amid, Diva Masra Hamakdash Shadeh, where he points out that although Rashi says that we're not gurus B'Shnas HaYovel, the Meisah in the Gersa of the Mishnah Mesechtes Erechin were gurus B'Shnas HaYovel, and therefore Tesis explains, V'yish Leimah, the B'Shnas HaYovel Mash B'Shapeh, Shana Sha'acha HaYovel, it doesn't mean that Reuven was Makdash this field during Yovel itself, but it means the year after the Yovel, Veloishnas Chamish Mamish, Midloik Tani Bishnas Yovel Atma, can come and pluck to the Rav Shmuel, as that is the Lashon that's used in the Machlekes between Rav Shmuel. And Tezis Bother, Delamaisa, we find the Lashon Bishnas Yovel in the Torah, as the Torah states, Bishnas Yovel, Yoshua Sada, Vahasma Kacha Bishnas Yovel Atma, as certainly over there, talking about the year of Yovel itself, and not the year after Yovel. And Tezis explains, the Yishal Chalek, the Lashon Torah Lachud, the Krol Lav Orchi Lichtav Atma, and the Torah is not used to saying the Lashon Bishnas Yovel Atma, Vahasim Nami Yalak Rav, Minchsiv Mishnas Yovel, Mishnas Yovel Bechlal, Uparach Lishmuel, Mixiv Mishnas Yovel, but ultimately everyone agrees that the Torah didn't have to use the Lashon of Shnas Yovel Atma. However, when the Mishnah states Bishnas Yovel, Mishnah is speaking about the year after Yovel, Rav and Shmuel want to be clear that they're talking about the year of Yovel itself, and therefore they said that we're being chaylik in a case where Reuven was Makdish his Sada, Bishnas Yovel Atma, it was Makdish his Sada, Mamish on the 50th year during Yovel and while Yovel was Noig. The Mishnah Maseches Erchin continues, Hoyisham Nekoyim Amukim Yutvachim, Oislam Gavoyim Yutvachim. If we had a similar case as our Mishnah, where there were cracks that were 10 Tvachim deep or rocks that were 10 Tvachim high, we continue on Daf Kuf Gimel Malav, Inun Dadunra, then those areas would not be measured together with this base core, as Rashbam at the top of the Amid states, Liftei Slifi Chesh Ben Zeh, Kotzer B'Pasha, and therefore you wouldn't be able to redeem these areas using the same method of being Poida or Steachuza with 50 shekel per base core. The Cheshiv is Sada B'Pnei Atzma, as these areas are considered its own Sada, Bekim will have a Sada Zerah could come on, and since Lamaisa you can't plant in these areas, as the Gemara will explain, then Mekminala B'Nekoyim Lei Mayim, and we're talking about stones which you can't plant on, and we're also speaking about ditches which are filled with water, and therefore you can't plant in them. So Einutan El B'Shaveyan, and therefore the only way to be put to these areas is only based on the market value and market price, as when the Torah states Xeris Hakasov B'Negeis Teichuza, the pasuk states V'Misteichuza So Yaktish Ish Lashem V'Hoy Ek Cholifi Zarei Zerachay Misarim, and therefore we see that it's only in an area where you could actually plant fua, but if you can't plant anything in that area, then the Xeris Hakasov doesn't apply. And Rashbam continues and states V'Lekel L'Meimah, and you can't tell me that Einim Dadanim Adolei Kachi Klal. Then when the Mishnah Erechin states that you won't measure this area together with the rest of the base core, it doesn't only mean that you're going to be poyed b'shaveh, maybe it's not considered hegdish at all, but the Rashbam states that that's not true, as we learned in the Mishnah at the end of Perek HaMeches HaBayis on Daf Aliyin Aleph and Aleph, that the Makdish says Soda, Hegdish says Kulon, that someone that's Makdish says Soda is Makdish b'ayin yofo, and he's Makdish everything, and afilu bar v'gas, the koshki in the Koyim v'sloyim, and certainly in the Koyim v'sloyim are considered less choshev than a bar v'gas, and certainly that would be included, and therefore certainly when Reuven was Makdish his Soda, he was Makdish neither the Koyim and the Sloyim. However, ultimately the Gzeiras HaKosev of Steachuza doesn't apply, and therefore you would have to be pointed b'shaveh, and Reuven would have to redeem these areas for its market value, and not based on Gzeiras HaKosev and the Cheshbin of 50 shkolim per base core. However, the Mishnah continues, Pachas Mikan im Dadinima, that if these rocks would be lower than 10 Tvachim, or if the clefts would be less than 10 Tvachim deep, then they would be measured together with the base core, Reuven would be able to redeem them together with the rest of his land, based on the Cheshbin of 50 shekel per base core. Ayin Rashbam, who brings two different limudim that are brought in Teres Kainim, where we learn out from those psukim these two dinim, as the pasuk states, "V'mishnas yevil yaktish sedeo mata lema." Why does it say the word sedeo? Minayin ato ema yishem nekayim amukim she'inim dandma tam lema sedeo. And since these areas are so large, therefore they're not considered part of the sada, and it's considered a sada choshev b'fnei atzman. However, the Teres Kainim brings another pasuk that states, "V'macha yevil yaktish sedeo." So once again, the word sedeo is extra and mata lema, and we learn out minayin ato ema yishem nekayim amukim pachas. That even though you can't plant anything in those areas, they're still measured with the rest of the sada and the bottle to the sada. You could still be paid to them based on the cheshbin of 50 shekel per base core. And therefore, the Torah tells us the extra word sadeo to teach us that in this case it is considered your sada and it's bottle to the sada. The Gemara continues and asks, why is the Mishnah state that if you have nekoyim or you have sloyim that are more than 10 tefachim, that they consider sada and therefore they're not included in this base core, and the dinah steachuza doesn't apply, and you would have to be paid to them based on their market value, but l'chayra, even though they're not included in the sada, but they should be considered their own sada, and the standard dinah steachuza should apply to this area. And Rashbam points out that certainly there would be an afkamina, as if they would be considered part of this base core, then the only way to be paid to them was together with the base core, as when Reuven comes to be paid to a sada from Hegdish, he has to be paid to the full amount and his full sada that he gave to Hegdish. However, the Gemara is asking that L'chir in this case, let us say that the Gzeiras HaKosev is that the pasuk states sadeo, and since it is sadeh chashuv b'fnei atzmai, so it's considered its own sadeh, and if Reuven wants to be paid this sadeh by itself, then he could do so based on the share of 50 shekel per beis kor. And similarly, if he wants to just be paid at the other field, then he could be paid that, and he doesn't have to include this in that cheshbin. And keep in mind that Taisus in Dibur Masechta Vayomer L'Kachi Bapin Arshayu actually argues on this Yisrael Rashbam, and Taisus holds that in all cases, if Reuven was makdish a sadeh, then if he wants to go and be paid a part of that sadeh, he could do so, and therefore l'chayr, that can't be what the Gemara is asking. Ayin in Taisus, the Gemara continues and tries to give a teretz v'chitema kumin le'avi beis kor l'kachi. If you're going to tell me that the reason why you can be paid it based on 50 shekel per beis kor, and you have to be paid it based on its market value, is since these nekayim or these slayim are smaller than the beis kor, therefore the din of stei achuzah doesn't apply to it. As Rashbam points out, that we would have a havmina that since the pasuk states zerah chayim sa'irim, so therefore the only time the gzeiras hakasa stei achuzah applies is only when you sell at least the base core. And as we explained before, the word chaymar is the same lashon as a base core. However, the Gemara states that that's not true. And even though the Torah tells us the din b'negei a base core, and it tells us when you makdish a sada of a base core, one could be paid a sada based on a calculation of 50 shekel kesef per base core. However, as we will see, the Torah is not telling us that if someone is makdish a sada that's smaller than a base core, then you have to be paid b'shavel and only based on its market value. But Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Sada matam leima. The pasuk states vim gol yigol as a sada makdisha isai. The word sada seems to be extra, as we know we're talking about a sada since the previous pasuk talks about a stei achuza. Vice explains l'fish nema zerachim sa'irim b'chamishim shekel kesef. As since the Torah specifies b'negei a stei achuza that applies to an area of a base core, and you paid a base core with 50 shekel kesef being paid during the first of the 49 years of yovel, ein leil shehiktus b'inyan hazeh. And one may have thought that the only time that this applies is only when you makdisha full base core. Nine the rabbis lesef v'chetzit lesef sar takav v'chetzit takav tamalim is sadim yikol mokayim. And how do we know that if a person is makdish a smaller area, and for example that makdish a half a base core, which is called the lesech, or a quarter of a base core, which is called the chetzit lesech, or a sa, or exactly a sa, which is exactly 1/30th of a base core, or a takav, which is 3 kav, which is the lashon of trei v'kav, which is of course a half a sa, and as we know that 6 kav equal a sa, or if a person is even makdish only 1.5 kav, that the din of stei achuzah still applies, tamalim is sada mikol mokayim, and therefore the Torah uses the extra word sada in order to teach us that as long as someone is makdish a stei achuzah, then it doesn't make a difference as to its size, and the din is always they can be paid based on chamishim shekel kesef per base core. And according to Rashbam, the limud is from the pasuk of imgol yigol sada makdish isai. However, Rashi Masechtas Kedushin states that the limud is from the pasuk that states v'mistei achuzah yakdish ish lashem, and it could have stated that is what our Gemara means when it states sada matam leima. At this point, the Gemara is back to its original question: how can you tell me that when you have an area where it's nekoyim or slayim that is more than 10 tefachim, that the din is enim dadunma, instead of being paid based on a cheshbon of 50 shekel kesef per base core, you have to be paid based on market value? But l'chayra, you should consider a separate field, and even though it's a small field, but the ma'aser the din of stei achuzah still applies, and you should still be able to be paid based on 50 shekel kesef per base core. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Ukva Chama, Hachav ben Koyim Lei Mayim Askinon, Tala ben Ezrin, you know, they can nominate Tani, Dumi Nislayim, Shema Amina. The Rav Ukva Chama explains that the Mishnah Masechtas Erchin is specifically talking about a case where these cracks in the ground were not only 10 tefachim deep, but they also filled with water, and therefore it was not shayach to plant them. And the Torah tells us that the only time the din of stei achuzah applies is only for Beis Zerach HaMisarim. Since these areas are not considered royal Israel, therefore as Rashbam says, Hilchach Einim Donimah, b'fnei atzmon liftos b'shavein, and I have to be paid to them based on the market value. The Gemara brings a raya that when we're talking about cracks in the ground, it's talking about nekoyim malei mayim, as l'maisa, the Mishnah also talks about sloyim, and certainly sloyim are lab b'nei zriya, and therefore it must be that both nekoyim and sloyim are lab b'nei zriya. And how could you have nekoyim that are not b'nei zriya? It's talking about a case where they were malei mayim and they were filled with water. And let us keep in mind that we just explained that the Mishnah Masechtas Erchin that stated hayd neshama koyim amukim yitvachim sloyim gavoyim are talking about areas that are labnei zriya, and we're talking about nekoyim that were malei mayim. So as we will see, the Gemara will ask, so let us say that our Mishnah is specifically talking about a case that's nekoyim, that's malei mayim, and it's talking about a case of sloyim, which are labnei zriya, and maybe that's why we said that in dalima. But if it would be a case of nekoyim that are not malei mayim and that b'nei zriya, then maybe you would be able to measure it together with the rest of the base core, and they would still be included in the base core, even though Reuven said to Shimon, base core called Afar and Imaychalcha. The Gemara continues and asks, "Hachi afilu pachz bikanami." That luchari, if we're talking about nekoyim that are melei mayim, and we're talking about avonim that not bnei zriya, the luchari, even if these nekoyim or these slayim would be less than 10 tefachim, they should not be included in the din of stei achuza, as the pasuk states that stei achuza only applies to areas that you could plant, and since these areas can't be planted, therefore the gzeiras hakasav of stei achuza should not apply. And when you come to be pointed to these areas, you should have to be pointed to them based on a value and not based on a cheshbin of 50 shkolim per base core. The Gemara responds that when you have nekoyim or you have sloyim that are less than 10 tefachim deep or high, so hani negani da aramikri and shidri da aramikri, then these holes are not considered sadu chashu b'fnei atzmai, they're considered batul to the kaka. It's as if they have a shem levai. We don't call them flb, but we call them the cracks of this kaka, and as Rashbam says, bikuei kaka ve'in lam shem b'fnei atzman ve'kivin de ikas sadu roi lezriya harikol asadu nikra beisera. Therefore, their redemption are similar to the sada and are based on 50 shekel kesef per base core. The hani negani b'teilu gabi sada. Similarly, rocks that are smaller than 10 tefachim high are considered shidri gav shushayis, that are just considered bumps in the ground. She efshel kakeli lokib b'malakiv eretini, as it's impossible that you'll ever have kaka that will be completely smooth, that you'll be able to go over them with a plane. Therefore, they are bottled to the kaka. You can be pointed to them based on 50 shekel kesef per base core. We explained the word negani based on Rashbam that it's referring to cracks. However, Rashi in Masechtas Kedushin states hanekoyim kriyan agoni sakaka, that these cracks are called the basins of the kaka. May mismatzon teichon, as the water goes into these pots kamoi vayosim ba'agonis, as the pasuk states vayosim ba'agonis. Rashi also explains the word shidri different than Rashbam, and he states sloim anemuchim asara shidri de aramikri kamoi shedri shel behima shegavaya, and it's similar to the spine of an animal which is very high. Finally, at this point, the Gemara now tries to compare the Mishnah Masechtas Erchin to our Mishnah. The Gemara asks, Hachamai, what would be the din l'gabi our Mishnah? Do we say that our Mishnah is compared to the Mishnah Masechtas Erchin? And just like over there, only way that the Nekoyim were not Nimdadnima was because they were Dumi Dislayim and they were Malay Mayim and they were Laban Israel. And maybe in our Mishnah, the same would apply. And the only time that we would say that Ein Nimdadnima is only when the Nekoyim are Dumi Dislayim and the Laban Israel because they're Malay Mayim, or do we say that our Mishnah is different based on the svara that the Gemara will mention in a moment? The Gemara responds, Amar Papa, or Papa explains, Afapish im lay mayim, that although in the Mishnah Masechtas Erchin, the Nekoyim was specifically talking about scenarios where the lay mayim, but in our Mishnah, as long as these Nekoyim were 10 tefachim deep, they would not be included in the measurement of the base core, and even though they were not filled with water, and even though they were rather Zriya, as my timer in the rates of Shitim Isa and Makam Echad, Vyura like Kishnaim Mishlash Mekoyimis, as over here it's based on the svara, that certainly when Shimon agreed to buy this field, he wanted to buy one field that was a full base core, and he didn't want to buy two separate sadeis, as certainly that would be much more difficult for him to plant, and it won't be as profitable, as he wouldn't be able to plow the field at one time, and he would have to work much harder. And as Rashbam states, in on meritzah lekech v'gam meichir idea shel daskin kina lekech hilkach alei adam meichir ramal gluye shimon kolay b'shnei mekaymas v'kiv lei pirish lei mekabel lekech, and since the meichir was not mefarish, he's selling him two separate fields. Therefore, Lekech has a right to say that I don't want to receive these stones and I don't want to receive these Nekoyim that are deeper than 10 Tfachim, as it's considered a separate field. The Gemara continues, Maskla Ravina. So Ravina asked a question on Rapapa, Vadum Disloyim Tani, that Lemaisa, we should be Medayik, that since in our Mishnah we spoke about Nekoyim and we spoke about Sloyim, that just like Sloyim, Allah Bnei Zriya, that Lechayim and Nekoyim must have been Malayim Mayim and Allah Bnei Zriya. And as the Gemara states, Masloyim, Allah Bnei Zriya Nenu, Afachinami, Allah Bnei Zriya Nenu. And the Gemara answers, Kik Tani, Dum Disloyim, that in the Chinami, the Mishnah wanted to compare the case of the Koyim to the case of Sloyim, but that was only B'negiyah the Sefer, the Mishnah, as the Chiddush of the Sefer is that even though this area is La B'nei Zriya, therefore you would think that maybe Shimon was not Makabal this part of the Sada, and he didn't want any Nekoyim, and he didn't want any Sloyim. So the Mishnah tells us that it doesn't make a difference if it's Nekoyim Malay Mayim, or if it's Sloyim and the La B'nei Zriya. Even so, since they're considered bottle to the Kaka, therefore Shimon is Makabal these Nekoyim or Sloyim, which are less than 10. However, even though the ratio also compares Nekoyim to Sloyim, but it really wasn't coming to compare them, these Nekoyim in the ratio of the Mishnah could even be Royal Zriya, and even though they're not filled with water, they would not be Nimdon Nimah, Kivin to Havi Makam Chasha B'fnei Atzmai, as they're considered the Makam Chasha B'fnei Atzmai. As Rav Papa stated, we have a svara of Einam Reitza, Shiitim Eisa, B'makam Echa, V'yura, like Kishnai, M'shleish Mekoyimais. Both the Rashbam and Taisis are bothered that Lechayer previously, B'negei Mishnah, M'sechtes Erechin, and B'negei Heglish, Gemara actually brought a raya that would we're talking about in Koyim Malay Mayim, as Dekunami, the Tani, Dumi Deslayim. We just stated that it's not a proper Diak, as we could say that the Diak is only for the Sefer, and the same would apply to the Sefer of the Mishnah, Mesechtes Erchin, and Zakhtar Ashbam, the Ilu Hachinami, Gabi Mechir, Balkachinu, Resha, Dumi Deslayim, Tani, Kashinim Rinazria, as really in a Hanami, even the Resha of our Mishnah, we should have been Medaik, that the Koyim is Dumi Deslayim, and it's in Rinazria, and it's filled with water. Elshan Dechim, Taretz, who had Bruin Lazria. However, the Taretz of the Gemara is only a Deichik. The Deichik we explain that even though we mention the Koyim Dum Nislaim and the Resha, that's really referring to the Sefer. However, certainly in the Mishnah Mesechlis Erchin, where it could even make sense to explain the Resha than the Koyim Dum Nislaim, then certainly that's a better way to be Medaik, and certainly the Deik should apply to the Resha, that in the Koyim that we're talking about in the Mishnah Mesechlis Erchin are Malay and Mayim, and that ain't Bruin Lazria. And the Gemara now continues and discusses the Sefer of the Mishnah, that the Sefer stated, that if you have Nekoyim or you have Sloyim that are less than 10 Tvachim, then they would be measured together with the rest of the base core. Gemara continues and qualifies this din as Omer Bitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak states, Trashim Sharmu based on Bar Kavin, that the only time that this din applies, that rocks that are less than 10 Tvachim high would be measured with the rest of the field, is only if these rocks were up to a maximum shear of 4 Kav in the base core. Rashbam explains that Rabbi Yitzchak's din is not only Bidigea rocks, but even Bidigea any ditches which are filled with water, and therefore they're not Bnei Zriya. However, if there would be so many rocks in this field that you have 4 kavin of rocks, and certainly the Lekech did not mean to buy this area, the base ko offer asked the Meichel Lekech, as the Meisei they agree that the Meichel is selling to Lekech is only an area that's Reil Zriya, the Kulu Hai Loi Meichel Inish, and more than 4 kav, a person would not be Meichel. The Gemara will now continue, and Lefid Rashbam, the Gemara is now focused on this dinner of Rabbi Yitzchak, and Rav Ukiva Bachoma, as well as Rav Chiya Ba'aba, will now be Cholik as to the Shita of Rabbi Yitzchak, and they will explain his shita as Omer Rav Ukiva Bachoma Vuhushim Avloyim Bechamishes Kabin. Even though we said that Lekech is Mekabel and is Meichel if he has these Avonim or he has Nekoyim that are Malayim Mayim that are up to the shear of 4 Kavim, however, that only applies these 4 Kavim are spread into an area that is at least 5 Kav or more than that, as since all these stones are spread out in a large area, so therefore it doesn't bother Lekech so much. However, if these 4 Kavim are actually not spread out in such a large area, instead they're all concentrated in the area that's less than 5 kavin, and they would not be batal, and they would not be measured with the base core, and the lekech would not be meichel. Rashbam explains, achas dal kavinami, and it's as if you have one stone that's 4 kav wide, and certainly such a large stone, a person would not be meichel. And zok Rashbam v'dafka dal kavin, however, this din specifically applies if it's exactly 4 kav. Al pachmi dal kavin, kimin in gvayin asara, afilu avisela achas nimdonimah, then since it's such a small amount, so therefore would be included and would be bottled to the kaka. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba, Rabbi Echran, Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba says in the name of Rabbi Echran, V'hushim Uvloim B'ru B'shal Sada, that he's actually machmeh on this din of Rav Ukiva Bachoma, and he says that the only time that we would say that when you had 4 kav of stones, that the Nimdadinima is only if they're spread out in such a large area that it's spread out over an area which is most of the Sada. And for example, if Reuven is selling to Shimon an area of a base core or 30 saw, and you have these 4 kav that's spread out over an area of 16 saw, which equals a quarter of a kav per saw, only in that case would we say that's an imdanimah. However, even if there are only 4 kav of stones, or there's 4 kav in the koyim that's malei mayim, that's in the area that's less than rev the sada, and even though it's more than an area of 5 kav, then it would still not be an imdanimah. Certainly, since they're so concentrated in that area, therefore they're not considered batal, certainly lekech is not meichel, and he doesn't want to buy a sada with his 4 kav of stones that are spread out only in the area that's less than an area of 15 saw, as in that case there will be more than a reva kav in each saw, and of course a person would not be makabel that amount. The Gemara continues, "Boy Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba." So Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba now has a shayla on the memory that he brought from Rabbi Echon, that Ruben biyumuda umiyutam Ruben ma'u. I just said over the name of Rabbi Echon, if there would be 4 kav that are spread out in the area that's reva the sada, then it would be bottled to the sada, and the lekech would be makabel that amount. Certainly in a case where they're spread out proportionally, and it's a quarter of a kav per besa, then certainly this din would apply. However, Rav Chiya Ba'aba Shaila is, what would it din be if although within an area of 16 sa, it was actually a total of 4 kav of stones, but the mice are not spread out evenly, and for example, 2.5 kav are spread out over an area of zayin sa, which of course equals an amount of reva kav l'sa, certainly it should not be bottled to the kaka. Then another 1.5 kav of stones was spread out over an area of 9 sa, and that is less than a reva kav l'sa. What would it then be? And Rashbam explains, explains the Tut Stadim, me and Mirna, would we say, Kivan de Rubishal, Bakab, Mukhnasanain, the Emu Vizar, Kurai, Mishum Davatashu Vayan, Bizayan Sayan, Vilfichaj Ben Shabechan, Ravel Chosabinan, therefore, Kamisha Kala Abakabin, Emu Fuzar, Kurai Dami, the Enim Dagnima, and therefore, will not be measured together. There are too many stones in a small area, or Dilma Kivan de Ben Kala Abakabin Fuzaran, Berev Kala Sada, the Hindu Tazayan Vayan, Tazayan Sayan, Shapidami, what do we say that if you look at the entire Sada, all you have is a total of four saw that spread out in 16 kav, which equals only a reva kav saw, and therefore they would be bottled to the kaka, and they would be nimdanima and shapidami, to like kop rabbi echran el shiu kalab kav and muvloim bru bishel sada, le oslamute el hecha de kulum bimiet sada, da ve kulum rusufa and yosimidai, al mru bishel sada, dal kav and mutufa and mutum mufuzarin, yafa, uchagoin, shabin kulum types in reva sada, shapidami, nimdanima, kainir beinai vika, and as Rashbam states, that when Rabbi Abbas the Shaila, Rubin bimuto, mutum beruba, that there's one Shaila, and he ends off with a teku, and we're not pushing the Shaila. Before we continue, let's point out that the din of Rabbi Yitzchak, that Tershim Sha'amru, base al bar kabin, and we mentioned that's four kab per base core, it's really going on a ratio based on four kab per base core. For example, if Rubin would sell to Shimon 15 saw, then the share would be proportional, and the maximum amount of rocks that could be included would be a maximum of two kabim, and as Rashbam states, v'huadin l'kabayim b'chetzi core, the Gemara continues, boy Rabbi Yemir, Rabbi Yemir will now ask a Shaila on the dinim that we just mentioned from Rabbi Yitzchak, as well as the explanation of Rabbi Ukva Bachama and Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba. We just saw that even though the Mishnah stated that if you have stones that are less than 10 tefachim, or if you have ditches that are less than 10 tefachim but are filled with water, and therefore the Einon Rei Lezriya, that they're always going to be included in the sale, but the Maisa, the Gemara qualified and said that is only if the amount of stones that are in the Sada are up to 4 kavim per base core. And in that case, Shimon will be meichel those stones or those cracks that can't be planted because they're maleimayim. And Rav Ukva Chama explained that the only time that Shimon would be meichel is only if those four kav of stones are spread out in an area of five kav. But if it's spread out in an area less than that, then he would not be meichel. And Rav Chiya Ba'aba Om Rav Bechon stated that the only time that a lekech would be meichel is only if the four kav are spread out in most of a base core. But if they're spread out in a smaller amount, the lekech would not be meichel. And the svara behind this is that a lekech doesn't want to have a field where he has so many stones in it that he can't plow it in one shot, and every few moments he has to lift up the plow in order to avoid a stone. And the Gemara continues in Daf Kuf Gimel Beis, and Rabbi Yemi is the Shaila, Kashir Maru, Kashur Maru, it's Dadin Maru, Derech HaKlasin Maru, Teku. The Gemara is not pushing any of his four Shailas. Rashbam explains that Rabbi Yemi is asking that maybe the only time that we said that even if there are four kav of stones, as long as it's Muvloyim, Berubishel Sada, that they would be bottled to the Sada, and Minodonimah, and Shimon would be Michael, is only in a case where they're spread out in an even fashion and they're spread out in a rectangle manner, and this way when he's going to plow the field it's not so difficult to plow this field as he has a long stretch that he could plow and it's not really blocking him so much. But let's say the stones were set up in a way that they're in a circle like a necklace, what would be the halacha as lemaisa in that case? As you get further away from the diameter of the circle, it's certainly much harder to plow the field as you'll constantly have to pick up your plow in order to avoid stones. And maybe in that scenario we should look at it as if there were four kav of stones in a smaller area than Rav of the Sada. Rashbam states that all the shailas are based on intim slema. The second shaila of Rabbi Yemi is that even if you're going to say that even though that the stones were in a circle, there's still enough area to plow at one time, and therefore it would be nimdadanima. But well, let's say the stones were set up in one row and they were in the middle of the field, therefore every time Shimon would want to plow in the middle of every single row, he would have to lift up his plow in order to go over those stones, and it's as if he's plowing two completely separate fields. Maybe even though it's only four kav, it would still not be nimdadanima. B'yemi continued that intim slema, that lemaisa it's possible to plow this field al yidei trak, therefore it would still be nimdadanima. B'yemi continues and asks that what would be if the stones were set up in a manner that looked like it's dadin, which Rashbam points out looks like the horns of a ram. Once the stones are set up in this manner, even though there are only four kav of stones, but it makes it even more difficult to plow this field, and maybe ain't nimdadanima. And intim slema, that even in this case, which Rashbam has a picture of, that it would be nimdadanima, but what would happen if it's yakalasan, the stones were set in a manner that it were completely zigzagging along the field, and of course this makes it even more difficult to plow the entire field, and maybe in this case the din will be ain't nimdadanima. And on that Rabbi Yemi states teku, and Rashbam states b'negei shailas that achren le'mizdar shapik karishayin, that each later case is much more difficult to plant and to plow than the prior case. The Gemara continues, tana we learned to the b'risa, im ha'yisali yachidi afidu kolshu ein nimdadanima, and let's say Reuben is selling selling a field to Shimon, there's one single rock that's right outside the Sada, but it's connected to Reuven's Sada, and Reuven wants to start measuring the Sada from that rock, included while measuring a base core for Shimon. So the Braisa teaches us that even if that stone is very small and it's a koshu, you still cannot include it in the sale. And certainly the only time that Shimon will accept any rocks is only when they're in the middle of the Sada, but to go and start counting and start measuring from the outside rock, certainly it's not bottled to the Sada, and Shimon is not Meichel. And the Braisa continues that not only in the case where the seller is outside of the field, but if but even if this rock is right at the border and it's in a square with the rest of the Sada, but even in this case, and even if it's only a very small rock, Reuven cannot measure it together with the Sada. And as Rashbam explains, that the only time that's bottled to the Sada is only when it's Muvla B'emsa Sada, who the Mikri Shidri the Aru B'teli. However, since it's right at the edge of the field, it's not bottled to the Kaka, and certainly Shimon would not be Meichel. Gemara continues, Boyra Papa Mufsik Offer Bein Tayamau. Let's say the rock wasn't Mamish at the edge of the field and it wasn't on the border, but instead there was a little bit of dirt that separated between the border and this rock. And the Rashbam states that the soil that was between the rock and the border was less than 3 tefachim. And maybe it should be measured together with the field. And the Gemara ends off on the Shaila Rav Papa, Teku, and we're not pushing the Shaila. The Gemara continues, by Rav Ashi, the Rav Ashi asks another question, what would it be then if Ofim Lomata Vitzum Lomayla, or Ofim Lomayla Vitzum Lomata Mahu? And once again, Rav Ashi ends off with the Teku, and we're not pushing the Shaila. Once again, Rashbam points out, Rav Ashi's Shaila is based on Intim Salema on the Shaila Rav Papa, that if you're going to say it in the Shaila Rav Papa, that since there's a little bit of offer between the rock and the border, so therefore this rock could be included in the measurement of this base core. But what would it then be if there was actually no space between the border and the rock, and instead the rock is right at the border, but either there's still dirt underneath the rock and there's only hard rock at the top, or at the top there's a lot of soil, however underneath the soil there's tsunma and there's hard rock. And Rashbam explains that Rav Ashi's question is, b'yizlin basa offer v'nimdadin, do you say that you look at the offer and therefore would be nimdad with the rest of the base core, or dilma tsunma ikka, or do you say that the hard stone is the ikka and the nimdadin and won't be measured with the rest of the base core? And keep in mind that when we learn to brisa of tanim hayosel yichidi afilu kol shul nimdadin, we learn like the Rashbam that this is going back on a Mishnah that stated pachs mikan nimdadin. However, ayin Rashbam in the first of the wide lines that Rabbi Sinim Foshim that Rabbi Yitzchakai Rashbam and Zohar for loy nihiru lihi hay purusha klal. We will continue with the Mishnah and we will explain the Mishnah very poshut, and then when we learn daf kuf dalid we'll explain it in more detail. And the Mishnah states base kof ani meichel lecha mida bechevel. If Reuven says to Shimon, I'm selling you a base core of offer, however, I'm selling you a mida bechevel, which means I'm selling you an exact amount that's going to be measured in the standard way that they usually measure things, which was with a long rope that was a specific size. For example, if nowadays he would say that I'm selling you a base core, this base core will be measured with a measuring tape or with a laser. The Mishnah teaches us that certainly in this case, he has to give exactly a base core, and the lekech will only want exactly a base core, and therefore, pichas kol shu yinaka, if there's less than a base core, then the meicha has to take off the price from the lekech, and hoisek kol shu yachzer, and if there's more than a base core, then the lekech has to return that part of the sada to the meicha, and the lekech cannot claim that I want to pay you for that amount, and I want to keep that kaka. However, if Reuven says to Shimon that I'm selling you this field, and it doesn't make a difference if it's a little bit less or a little bit more, even after they measure it and they find out that Reuven actually delivered to Shimon an area which is not a base core, and instead of missing a quarter of a kav per saw, or 7.5 kav per core, or that Reuven delivered too much land to Shimon, and instead of delivering exactly a base core, he delivered a base core plus an additional 7.5 kav or a quarter of a kav per saw, so then the sale is completely valid, as l'maisa Reuven said to Shimon, hin chasa hin yasar, and they weren't being makbid on the exact amount. However, yosi mikan, if the seller delivered to the buyer more than this proportion per base core, and instead of delivering a base core, he delivered a base core plus 8 kav, which is more than a proportion of a quarter of a kav per saw, then the seller is yodei al yoyna, and he could tell the buyer that you have to buy this additional parcel for me, and I don't have to take it back. Or the seller could decide that he wants to take it back from the lekech, and then he could do so. As the Mishnah continues, ma'u machzalei, that was lekech returned to the seller, that he has to pay additional money for the extra parcel that he received. However, as we explained, vim ratza, that if the seller wants machzalei kaka, then Reuven could demand that Shimon should return to him this extra kaka. The Gemara continues, v'lam amru machzalei mais, if we just stated vim ratza machzalei kaka, so why do we say that Shimon has to give back money? And the Gemara responds, liafis that the Meicha has a choice, and Reuven can tell Shimon that I dafka want money, and I want you to pay me for this extra parcel. But the Mishnah continues, Shim Shai Besada Beis Tisha Kabin. However, if the amount that Reuven gave to Shimon is more than a quarter of a kav per saw, and the extra amount that he delivered equals at least 9 kav, which is considered Sada B'fnei Atzmai, or Vagina Beis Chatzi Kav, or if Reuven sold the garden to Shimon, and since we know that the smallest share for a garden is a Chatzi Kav, or Chediv Rabbi Kiva Beis Reva, and according to Rabbi Kiva, the smallest share for a Gina is a quarter of a kav, so Machzalei Sakaka, in that case, Shimon could tell Reuven that I don't want to buy this kaka from you, and instead I want to return the extra parcel that you gave me. And the Mishnah ends off with the din that we mentioned when we learned the sugya on Daf Tzadik Dalid that Amar Rav Huna and Bala Napes Minapes Kulay. And the Mishnah states, V'leis Reuven Bavadu Machza Elas Kala Meisa. Even though we previously stated that once you go over the share, then you make a cheshbin, so one may think that the only cheshbin you make is only on the extra that's more than Reva Kav, but the actual Reva Kav would not be returned. Kamash Bolan, that once you go over this amount, not only would you return the amount that's more than a Reva Kav Asah, or the amount that's more than 7.5 Kav per base core, but you return the 7.5 Kav as well. And when we begin the next daf, we'll recap this Mishnah, and we will explain the Mishnah in greater detail, and we will stop over here.